Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
This week's episode, we talk about two disappearing cases that might be connected.
Both Terrence Williams and Felipe Santos disappeared just a year apart from each other. And even a bigger coincidence was that the last person that had seen them was a former deputy.
So antes de empezar el caso, we again would like to give you all a heads up.
We will be talking about sensitive topics. Queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas. All right, let's jump in.
Felipe Santos was 24 years old and living near Immokalee, Florida. Él era originalmente de México, pero ya tenía 3 años viviendo aquí en los Estados Unidos.
On October 1st of 2003, Felipe got his day started just like any other day, and he made his way to work at around 6:30 a.m. Y él iba con dos hermanos de él y juntos iban a ir al trabajo.
It was just a casual day for them, but this morning, desafortunadamente, they had a minor car accident. We don't know much details about the accident itself, but everywhere we read, they described it as a minor accident.
Yeah, so it just kind of seemed like it was like a, you know, like a little small hit on the road. Nothing too serious. I don't think anyone got hurt. El accidente tomó lugar en Naples, Florida, y el deputy Stephen Calkins was the one to come onto the scene.
When Deputy Calkins came to the scene, él arrestó a Felipe porque Felipe estaba manejando sin licencia y porque no tenía aseguranza, and so that's why he took Felipe into custody. And we're assuming that the brothers, you know, were let go because they weren't the ones driving.
Yeah, so kind of Felipe took it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is where it gets strange. Al siguiente día, when no one had heard back from Felipe, his boss llamó a la estación de policía to try to bail him out. Pero cuando él preguntó por Felipe, le dijeron que Felipe nunca fue entregado a ellos. Like, he was never registered.
Which is really weird because if Deputy Calkins took him into custody, why would he not be in the system?
Right? Like, it makes no sense.
It's kind of scary.
Where did he go? Mm-hmm. And, like, also, like, the first thing that I thought about was, like, do they not know dónde está Felipe? Like, dónde lo pusieron and, like, what jail maybe they put him in?
I guess maybe they could be slow with like the system and like I guess taking him in, but that's really scary.
Yeah. Porque like si ellos no saben dónde está Felipe, menos la familia, you know.
So when former Deputy Calkins was questioned about this, he had a whole different story. Él dijo que nunca arrestó a Felipe.
He does admit that he was on the scene, but that he didn't arrest Felipe, sino que nomás le dio un ride to a nearby Circle K in Naples.
Which I think is super weird porque los hermanos vieron que Felipe was arrested and now he's saying that he, you know, didn't take him in and just took him to Circle K.
And like, it's super random. Like, why Circle K?
Yeah. And why not just like let him go with his brothers if he wasn't really gonna arrest him?
Exactly. O por qué no también le dio un ride a los brothers?
Yeah.
Like, where did they stay, you know? Y también, from what we read, parece que ni le ayudó con su carro ni nada. Like, it just really makes no sense. And, like, also, side note, we, like, never heard of what happened to his car.
Like, I mean, we didn't really read anything about it. We're not too sure. Maybe the brothers took it. We just wanted to say that we don't really know what happened, but, you know, wanted to clarify that we don't know.
And so I feel like that also makes the story even weird. So Felipe's family did file a missing person report, but ever since that day of October 1st, no one has heard or known anything of Felipe.
And they also filed a complaint against Deputy Calkins, but nothing really, like, happened. You know, like, he was let go. But I feel like
there were no consequences.
Yeah, like there could have been more, right?
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah. Y la esposa de Felipe, Apolonia Cruz Cortés, dice que la investigación nunca fue hecha bien porque a ella ni siquiera la llamaron, you know, to come in and talk to investigators. Like, they didn't even question her. Like, nothing really was being done about it.
It's literally the same story again. We hear it too many times. Just another case mm-hmm. slipping through the cracks. And it just makes us so frustrated.
Right, yeah. Because I don't know. I'm not even going to go into it, y'all, because I'm going to spiral. And what makes this more frustrating is that this then leads into another case que también kind of slipped into the cracks.
Terrence Williams was 27 years old, and he had moved to Naples, Florida, to be closer to his mom, Marcia Williams.
On January 11th of 2004, Terrence decided to go to a party that Sunday evening at his coworker's house.
Terrence no tenía licencia tampoco, y la registración de su carro estaba suspendida, pero de todos modos, él decidió ir a la fiesta.
Which, I mean, like, honestamente, like, no le echo la culpa, because I feel like we've all kind of done it, you know,
yeah.
once in our life, like, YOLO, just go.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm pretty sure he was just like, I'm just going to go have a good time.
And... like, I don't think he thought, like, something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just go there and come back. Boom. Like,
be chill, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. Pero al siguiente día, el 12 de enero, el compañero de casa de Terrence, whose name was Jason González, notó que Terrence nunca llegó a la casa.
Él dice que la noche del 11 de enero, él habló con Terrence y todo estaba bien. Entonces, él se empezó a preocupar.
Yeah. And eventually, like, Jason couldn't wait to hear from Terrence anymore. Like, I feel like at some point after, like, a quote-unquote, like, party night, yeah, you want to wait, you know, for like a few hours in the morning, pero yeah, like at some point you're just like, okay, yeah, this isn't normal, you know. And so Jason finally reached out to Terrence's mom, Marcia, to see if she knew anything about her son,
but unfortunately she had no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of like on the same page as Jason, like yeah. clueless.
Yeah. Y la familia de Terrence hizo un reporte. They also filed a missing persons report.
A few days later, la tía de Terrence encontró el carro de él, que era un Cadillac, and she just quickly notified Marcia about it.
Yeah, and also, like, while we were reading it, it seems like la familia de Terrence was, like, super quick to be, like, in communication with each mm-hmm. other. They united, and that was, like, I don't know, it was just nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so now... again, this is the part where things start to kind of get like a little, well, what blew our minds. And I think y'all might have a feeling of what's coming. So Marcia found out that Terrence's car was towed away from the Naples Memorial Cemetery because it was causing traffic.
And the tow report was signed by Deputy Steve Calkins. Yeah, the same person
yeah.
that was involved with Felipe's accidents and you know, quote unquote arrest that mm-hmm. never was official. And once the family looked into it, apparently Deputy Calkins didn't report any arrest nor report on this whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the same situation.
Yeah, like if he did sign, right, like the whole tow situation, obviously he was there, pero él nunca reportó nada. And again, Terrence was not in the system.
Strange because, you know, there are protocols.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And it's kind of like, we always think about it, right? Si tú haces algo mal en tu trabajo, you're going to have like a serious conversation with your boss.
Yeah.
You know, and depending on like what you do, like you're going to get fired.
If, yeah.
Maybe, you know, and like for Deputy Calkins to like not have any type of like consequences on Felipe. And now here we are kind of at another like...
He shouldn't have had the chance to do this again.
Yes, exactly. You completed my thought.
Yeah.
So, at first, Calkin negó todo y dijo que él nunca arrestó a Terrence y mucho menos se llevó el carro. But thanks to some witnesses, and this is why, you know, if you ever witness something, it's important to speak up. Because mm-hmm. thanks to these witnesses, like, they were able to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so, these witnesses were workers at the cemetery, and they were able... to, you know, speak up, and Marcia was able to piece some information together.
The workers from the cemetery, dijeron que they saw Deputy Calkins stopping Terrence and that he took him out of the car, patted him down, and arrested him.
Mm-hmm. Y cuando Deputy Calkins escuchó lo que los trabajadores, you know, estaban diciendo, he switched his story and finally admitted to being there with Terrence.
So ahora la historia de Calkins... era que he did pull Terrence over, but because it appeared like he was having car issues. Y dice que Terrence le pidió un ride to the Circle K that was nearby. And so he did just that, that he took him over mm-hmm. there. And then after that, he never saw Terrence after that. Sounds familiar.
Very familiar. Like same area, a year apart, same deputy, you know. And yeah. now we have like two men who have disappeared. I don't know. It's just crazy. And it's also like, I don't know. How are you going to drop off Terrence, not get his information or anything, but you're going to tow his car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, there should have been more communication there, like, if you're really trying to help him.
Yeah. I also think it's very weird that in both cases, both men wanted a ride to Circle K. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Because it's like, I mean, say Deputy Calkins really did have something to do with his disappearance, which, by the way, yo pienso que sí, but, you know, obviously it's not certain, mm-hmm. so I can't say. But it's like, why take them to the same spot?
Yeah.
Like, is there somebody helping with the disappearance of them there? Is it like a handoff? Like,
yeah.
It's scary, you know? It is. I don't know. That's just...
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of thoughts in my head and I just can't say them out loud because why?
Yeah.
Like, also, like, if he does have something to do with the case, why is his story the same story as, you know,
mm-hmm.
in both cases? Like, you're only bringing more attention to yourself.
Well, I think this is also, like, maybe because he feels, like, entitled. Like, he knows that he is a police officer, you know, and these are both... men of color who went missing, so it's kind of like he knows he's safe, you know. Yeah. Like, he knows that they can't really,
he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah, basically, you know, which is really sad. Like, mm-hmm. he should be shaken to the bone. Yeah, you know? But yeah, after Deputy Calkins dejó a Terrence en el Circle K, ya nadie supo nada de él.
And I just think it's really sus how Deputy Calkin had denied this in the beginning, like mm-hmm. the whole interaction with Terrence. Like, he just took himself out of the yeah. picture of the situation, and it wasn't until there were like witnesses coming yeah. forward.
And yeah. then he was so quick to be like, oh, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what? I don't know. Como siempre decimos, el que se niega algo es por una razón, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah.
Las autoridades sí investigaron a Deputy Calkin después de la desaparición de Terrence, but they were unable to prove that Calkin had anything to do with either Terrence or Felipe's disappearance.
Pero sí lo corrieron, Deputy Calkins, de la estación, so he is no longer an active deputy, and he is now currently living in Iowa, and no charges were ever filed against him.
Terrence's family filed a wrongful death suit against Calkins in 2018, but nothing was ever done about it. And up until this day, Calkin is free of any charges, and Felipe and Terrence siguen desaparecidos.
Marcia, la mamá de Terrence, has been looking for both her son Terrence and Felipe for over 17 years. Like, imagínate, ya 17 años sin saber nada, and just knowing que posiblemente Calkins fue responsable, like, de su desaparición. It must be really frustrating, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that I'm really thankful that Marcia is looking for Terrence and at the same time looking for Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we were reading articles, we didn't see anything, like any family member on behalf of Felipe
yeah.
advocating for him. And we don't know, but like, I don't want to assume, but yeah, I do yeah. want to like say, like, it could be because of the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Which could play a big role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even like their status here in the United States.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, that's just a thought that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we, in reality, we really don't know.
Yeah.
And so dice Marcia que ella no se va a ir de Naples, Florida, hasta que encuentra a su hijo. And she has not lost any hope that one day Terrence will come back.
In an interview, she said, I wish I could win the lottery. If I didn't have to work and go on, I could spend all my time searching for my son.
And también el actor Tyler Perry has been advocating for both of these men.
And honestly, this makes me super happy to hear because, like, someone like Tyler Perry. I'm sure a lot of you might be familiar with him. Like, he has a large platform. He, you know, he's very well known. And it just makes me happy to hear that someone is using like their platform for good, mm-hmm. you know, to bring justice to these men, to bring their cases up to the light. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's been about 17 years, but Terrence and Felipe, like, will live on, and like, so will their stories until, you know, they're found, or until more, I don't know, until like justice is served, mm-hmm. you know, because they all deserve justice. Their family deserves justice. And also, like, if, you know, former Deputy Calkins did have something to do with it, like, for him to get the consequences that he deserves, you know?
Yeah. Like, earlier we said that he's, like, living in Iowa, just mm-hmm. doing his thing. And I just think that's so unfair. If he did have anything to do with this, I think that's really unfair that he's yeah. just is going about his life mm-hmm. and there's, like, families that have been destroyed.
No, yeah, like, Terrence was a father to four, you know, children, and Felipe, I think he had, like, a four-month baby. So, you know, their children are not growing up without their fathers. Mm-hmm. And it's so unfair, and it's really sad, to be honest. So, you all let us know what y'all think really happened to Terrence and Felipe. You know, was Calkins really responsible for both of these disappearances? Was it, I don't know, another case gone wrong? I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, let us know what y'all think. And we hope you enjoyed the episode. And gracias por escuchar. And we'll see y'all next week.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.